It's a frigid winter's night on old Cape Cod. A snow globe world on a snowbound peninsula. Outside, a blizzard is blowing, and snow is piling up in drifts. Which means it's a perfect night for a mystery. So, we invite you to curl up before the fire with family and loved ones and steaming cups of punch and steep your imaginations in Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater's Yuletide offering, Captain Underhill and the Ghost of Christmas on Trial.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, but it's Mrs.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Being sightless, I misread your footsteps.
No apology needed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, what a nice lady.
Here's a contribution. Here you are.
Bless you, sir. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bless you, ma'am. Thank you for giving. Merry Christmas.
Well, Rosie,
it's snowing again. And they're blowing the streets. I guess that means it's time for me to head home.
Good night, Jeff.
Don't you get cold out here?
No. This ringing action keeps me warm. It's like a piston.
Yeah. I think you must have a hidden furnace under that big coat of yours. Well, anyway, come to think of it, you do. It's that big heart of yours.
Oh, well, maybe so. If only because I can feel my old radiators banging around every now and then.
Oh, yes, Dasha. Oh, you're a good girl. Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Dasha, enough now. Started your Christmas shopping yet?
Nah. There's a lot of time. Plenty of time.
Day after tomorrow is Christmas Eve, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, Sasha, you're a good girl. I see you. I see you. You come shopping with me? Or you come shopping? Yes, you will.
That's it, dear. Go ahead. Run up and put it in the kettle.
Oh, hello there. Merry Christmas. What's your name?
Go ahead. You can tell her.
Mary.
Mary? What a pretty name. Well, Mary, Merry Christmas.
The child is staring at you. She's transfixed.
Why does she wear dark glasses?
No, honey, come on. Drop the money and look.
Because I'm blind, Mary. My eyes don't work, but I can still see how beautiful you are.
Come on, honey, put the coins in. Say Merry Christmas.
Here, allow me to demonstrate.
Okay, come on, you have to go.
Thank you, Mr. Wintergarten.
Now, Mary, you drop yours. Go ahead.
Come on.
You can do it. Yeah, hooray. She did it.
Thank you, Mary. And thank you, too, ma'am. Bless you both.
Come on now, let's go.
Merry Christmas, Mary. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Her name is Rosie.
Merry Christmas, Rosie.
Aw, isn't she a love? Don't you just love children at Christmas time? It's all about them, the little ones. Aren't they something?
They are.
Every year, I watch as Christmas Day approaches, and the children get more and more excited. Oh, well, I get more and more depressed.
Oh, why?
Because it all goes by so quickly. And then it's gone. Then I have to wait a whole another year before it comes around again.
Rosie, you know what? Of all the people I know who celebrate this holiday, nobody jumps into the deep end deeper than you.
And nobody resists what it's all about more than you, Jeff Wintergarten. I may be blind, but I still say to you, someday may your eyes be opened.
Oh, well, someday may they be. You know what you are, Rosie McGinty? You're a saint. That's what you are. Pure and simple.
Simple, maybe. Pure, definitely not. I'm no saint. Although, If I could convert you, I deserve to be.
True. Well, good night, Rosie. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Jeff. Such a nice young man, that Jeff Wintergarden. Sasha, isn't he? A nice young man? You like him, don't you? Well, old girl, they've turned off the music. I guess it's time for us to fall in. Everyone's gone home, and Mr. Yubi will be out to collect the kettle. Above thy deep and dreamless sea, the silent stars go by.
At me like that.
I'm not. Keep going.
What?
You may as well keep going. I can see where this is heading.
It's not heading anywhere. I'm just seeking your professional opinion, that's all. The newspapers say the police are baffled.
When they say that, they only mean the police lack enough evidence to draw a conclusion. How's your patient?
What patient?
What do you mean, what patient? You know who I'm referring to.
Oh, you mean...
The bell ringer who got her bell rung. I'm sure you wouldn't be pursuing this matter if she wasn't your patient.
Well, maybe she is.
Hmm. How's she doing?
Oh, shaken, but she's recovering. She has a nasty swelling on the back of her head, about the size of a goose egg.
Yes, I can imagine.
A woman her age, a wound like that could have been fatal. It's going to take a long time to heal.
And yet, the paper mentioned she's going out again tonight, doesn't it?
Yes, despite all my protests, she insists on making up for the stolen money.
You and I can do that for her.
No, she says it's her responsibility. This is the first accident she's had in 26 years.
Far from an accident.
Well, exactly. That's why I want you to... Waverly, what?
I knew what this was leading up to.
It's just that you,
being retired...
Yes, being retired, have a better chance of solving it than the police. Well, it's true. You know, you have much better luck solving cases than the police.
Not all cases.
Most cases.
Not this one.
Why not?
Because I read about it in the paper.
Oh, big deal. You read about it in the paper. I'm talking about investigating.
Oh? And how do you propose I do that?
How do you normally do it?
That's what I'm asking.
Talk to witnesses.
There are none. No one's come forward.
Then talk to Rosie.
Have you forgotten? She's blind. She's not a witness either.
Well, at least talk to the store manager and have a look at whatever the store security cameras show.
Well, I'm sure the police already have. And no doubt those cameras show nothing. Look, Alex, the nature of this kind of crime, it won't be solved easily. And if it is, it'll be by the police because somebody turns them in.
So you won't even try.
Oh, good grief. All right, all right. I'll look into it.
Thank you.
But if I do, it's with one strict proviso.
Name it.
That I have your assurance you'll provide any assistance I need. Any assistance whatsoever.
Yes, of course. I always do.
Without hesitation, Alex. Without hesitation.
Yes, how can you even ask that? Of course. When have I ever let you down?
Bless you, sir. Bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Miss McGinty.
Call me Rosie.
How's your head, Rosie?
You read about it in the paper?
Yes, I did.
Well, it only hurts when I lay my head on my pillow at night. Otherwise, I don't even notice it.
I asked also because I'm a friend of Dr. Schofield's.
Oh, the dear man. I don't imagine you've ever found a better friend than he.
No. No, it's true, I haven't. But don't tell him I said so.
Oh, you must be the copper, then.
I am. Waverly Underhill, retired. Or shall we say, tarnished, since I'm a copper.
The doctor mentioned he would be sending me a really good policeman. Police captain, right?
Yes, that's what I was. Do you ever get tired of doing this?
Doing this? Heavens, no. Did you ever get tired of policing?
Sometimes.
Because you did it year-round. I only get to do this once a year, so I never tire of it.
I mean physically tire of it.
Oh, now you sound like Dr. Schofield. As I told him, if I get tired standing, I sit down. If I get tired sitting, I stand up.
Well, it's a lot to endure, sitting or standing.
Oh, not for me. I consider it a privilege. I wouldn't enjoy Christmas half so much without this to keep me busy.
I'll wager you didn't enjoy it much last night.
Oh, yes, last night too.
What about what happened?
That was at the end.
But didn't it cast a pall on things?
It did, but not on me or the season, only on the person who did it. And I feel sorry for whomever it was.
You're not angry?
No, not angry. People are worth saving, Captain. Even those who have gone astray. We don't judge people by one wrong act.
Two wrong acts in this case. Overlooking what was done to you, what about the money that was stolen?
Yes, that's the worst of it. But I'm hoping whoever did it used it wisely and had a good reason.
I wouldn't put too much hope in that.
People do stupid things sometimes, and harmful things. But that doesn't make them worthless people, only people.
Are you certain of that?
I am.
How can you be?
Would you like to know the truth?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Because being blind, I have developed other senses. I have a kind of a second sight that sighted people do not have. I can see these people in a way that reassures me they are not bad, only lost.
Did you see who attacked you last night?
No, not like you mean.
So you saw them with your second sight?
I can see them right now, even as we speak. I can read their energy.
You can read it?
Well, I know they're not bad.
Like tuning in a radio station?
Exactly.
Does GPS come with that?
Now you're making fun of me.
No, not really. Tell me, Rosie, how blind are you, if I may ask? Totally blind?
The doctor says I'm 85% blind. I can make out colors, the general shapes of things. I can see people, especially if they're moving. I see them as shifting auras. I can make out the outline of you standing there.
Here you are. I broke the bank.
Oh,
my piggy bank, that
thank
is.
You very much,
sorry,
miss.
It's not more. Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas. I love it when the young give.
That donor, you called her miss?
I did.
How did you know she was a young woman before she spoke?
Her shoes.
A woman, yes, but how did you know she was young?
Her shoes, plus her perfume. All the young girls are wearing that scent this year, and I've been smelling it all season.
Your senses are heightened.
They are, but that's not a good example. The perfume counter in the store is right up near the front, and the girls load up on it before they come out.
Here you are. Here's a coffee can full of change I've had in my dresser for a long time.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Don't your wrists ever get tired?
My elbows do, but I switch hands and then I don't get... Oh, what's it called?
Carpal tunnel?
Tennis elbow. Here, you try.
What? Oh, no. No, no. No thanks.
Why not? What's wrong? It won't hurt you.
I'm not religious.
Oh, heaven's sakes. You don't have to be religious to ring a bell. There is nothing religious about it. If you've never tried, go ahead.
Well, it's true. I never have.
Well, then, here, take it.
All right. All right. I'll give it a shot.
You're standing there interrogating me. You may as well be doing something useful. Maybe it will help you crack the case like somebody cracked my noggin.
Mm-hmm. To focus on last night, then, what do you remember?
Not much.
Can you remember anything that happened just before you were attacked?
Not really.
Mm. Perhaps I can prompt you to recall by asking you a few questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you remember a car pulling up to the curb?
No.
Any kind of vehicle going by?
No.
Slowing down?
No.
Did anyone walk past you?
Oh, people walk past me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone walk behind you?
I don't know.
Do you remember whether the store's automatic doors had just opened?
I can't be sure. I wasn't paying attention.
What were you doing?
What do you think I was doing? Ringing the bell.
But it was near closing. I thought perhaps you had stopped ringing.
Oh, come to think of it, it's true. I had. I was waiting for Mr. Yubi to come out to collect the kettle, and I was humming a Christmas carol to myself.
Hmm. You were hit from behind. Which way were you facing?
When you're blind, it's hard to say.
Do you recall seeing any people moving? Any auras, that is?
No.
Smell any odors?
No.
Any cooking odors?
No.
Aftershaves?
No.
Deodorants?
No.
Foot powders?
No, but there was one smell I did notice.
Really? What was that?
The smell of the sidewalk when I was lying face down on it.
Yes, I understand. What about sounds? Did you hear any sounds?
Don't slack off. Ring it out.
Okay.
You want to do it with enthusiasm, so its vibrations will carry out and reach into people's hearts.
Here, you do it.
No, keep going.
I thought we were trying to reach into their wallets.
Oh, no, never. Their hearts. We are always trying to reach their hearts. Besides, reach the heart and the wallet will follow.
Hmm, interesting.
What is?
Well, you're saying the way to a man's wallet is through his heart. And yet the old proverb says the way to his heart is through his stomach. So that means if you want to reach the wallet via the heart, you should start from the stomach.
How?
Well, maybe you should set up an hibachi out here and give away roasted chestnuts or little cheese weenies.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I believe I'll suggest that to the lieutenant.
So, I was asking if you heard any sounds.
I can't recall any.
All right. What were the normal sounds you were hearing?
Well, the same ones we're hearing now, although I remember it was snowing, so there were plow trucks going by.
Out on the street or in the parking lot?
Out on the street.
Hmm. Just before you were struck, did you hear running footsteps, perhaps?
No, not running steps. Oh, say, wait. I do remember something. I remember hearing something.
What?
I didn't have time to think of it, but just before all the shooting stars went off in my head, I remember a sound, a swooshing sound.
A swooshing sound?
Yes.
You mean like car tires pulling up on wet pavement?
No, not like that. Not swooshing. Call it swooping. Like a quiet sound a boomerang makes as it flies through the air. Like whoop, whoop, whoop.
Like...
Yes.
A boomerang. Could it have been?
I have no idea. I don't know what... What hit me?
Do you remember talking to anyone with an Australian accent?
No, I don't think so.
Here, do you want to take this?
No, keep ringing.
Oh. So tell me, Rosie, you don't feel a little nervous being out here again so soon?
No more nervous than normal.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're blind, Captain, you always have the fear of being struck by a flying object you don't see coming. It's a fear you learn to live with. As for whether it will happen again, I doubt very much it will.
Really? Why?
Lightning doesn't strike twice in the same spot.
It does if the lightning gets away with it. Whoever did this is still on the loose. It was easy pickings before. It'll be easy again.
Well, I have faith in the Lord.
Well, that's good, but I think...
And I have faith in you and Dr. Schofield. I know the three of you will look out for me, and I'll be protected.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Bless you.
Thank you. Look at that. I scored.
Congratulations.
Now can I give this back?
No, you haven't done your penance. Keep ringing.
Now who's sounding like Dr. Schofield?
Here you are. All the change I had in my pocket.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Quite the catbird seat you have up here.
Yep. We look out over the entire store.
One-way glass.
That's right.
An array of security cameras, I see.
None out in the parking lot, unfortunately. That's going to change. This camera view comes closest.
What does it show?
Well, that's the inside vestibule of the front entrance. It shows us who's entering and leaving the building.
You make recordings?
Yes, of course. We have to prosecute shoplifting cases.
Did you look at the recording from last night?
I reviewed it. So have the police.
Nothing useful?
I don't believe so. You're welcome to see for yourself.
Oh, may I?
Sure. Just let me get it loaded and
do it up here. I take it you've spoken with Rosie.
Yes, I was just out talking with her.
Quite a trooper, isn't she?
Yes.
Quite a lady.
I would say.
Who could do such a thing to such a sweet person like that?
Yes, indeed. How long have you been the store manager here, Mr. Ubi?
Oh, boy. Going on 11 years now.
Anything like this ever happened before?
Never. Not even close.
You must know your clientele pretty well.
Some of them.
Do any candidates come to mind? Someone who you think could pull a stunt like this?
No. Oh, we've had troublemakers, usually teenagers. Mostly, of course, it's shoplifters we deal with, but they're the slinking around type, not the type to resort to acts of violence.
Mm-hmm. I suspect you're right.
There. We're all set. So how much would you like to see?
Well, what time did the mugging occur?
About a minute before closing. Our holiday hours were open until midnight, and Jeff Wintergarten, one of our employees, he said goodnight to her around 11:55 as he was leaving.
He was the last person to see her?
We think so.
Who discovered her?
I did.
Mm-hmm. What time was that?
Just after midnight. Probably 12:01. It will show on the video.
All right. Cue it just before midnight, then.
Normal speed?
Mm-hmm. Normal's fine.
Here, let me kill the music up here so you can hear the audio as well.
Thank you.
Why don't you take my seat?
No, I can look over your shoulder. That's fine. Thank you.
All right, there, I'm giving the announcement.
That's your standard announcement?
Yeah, same thing every night. Okay, so there go some shoppers leaving. Woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man.
Yeah.
Another woman.
Do you recognize them?
I'm afraid not. None of them look like candidates to me.
No. Nobody's entered?
No. By this point, any car pulling up would realize the store was closing. I'd switched off the illuminated sign.
Do you think whoever did this intentionally waited until closing time?
Well, makes sense.
How often do you empty the kettle?
Every shift change. There, you see Jeff Wintergarten leaving? Yeah, Jeff is one of our best employees. Above reproach. He's very upset when he heard about what happened to her. Okay, there goes another shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and child, they're hardly suspicious.
Yes, hardly.
Okay, so that's the last of the people entering and exiting. Now, I could jump ahead, 3 minutes or so, and we'll get to the end there?
All right.
Okay, let me just...
The music stopped.
I switched it off. We're closing up now.
Her ringing has stopped.
It has, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that what made you go and check on her?
Her bell falling silent? No, I hadn't really noticed.
You were...
I was on my way to retrieve the kettle and lock its contents in the safe. That's one of the last things I do.
Now it's midnight. Presumably the attack is happening.
Yes. Okay, soon I'll be coming into view.
Hey,
there I am making the announcement.
The store is now closed. The store is now closed.
I should be coming along here. Okay, here I come.
But you appear confused.
Well, because I don't see her initially.
Oh.
She's lying on the ground.
Uh-huh. And now you do.
Now I do. Yep, now I'm rushing out.
Rosie, are you all right? What happened?
I take it you didn't notice anyone running off with the kettle.
Well, I didn't see anyone, but I have to tell you, I wasn't really paying attention. My whole focus was on Rosie.
Was she conscious?
Partially. She was moaning and her dog was licking her face.
An ambulance!
Okay, here I run back inside.
All right. All right.
Do you want to see more?
No. No, not necessary. The thief is obviously long gone by this point. Not much to go on.
I hope that doesn't mean he can't be caught. I can't think of a more despicable act than what was done to that nice old lady. If you catch him, I'd like to spend a few minutes alone with him.
You and half the town, Mr. Eubie. You and half the town.
Please, call me Lester.
Wash out the sink basin when you're finished.
I will. I do. I always do.
You rarely do.
Do too.
Do not. You didn't yesterday. Waverly, why won't you help me guard her? It's only for tonight.
I didn't say I wouldn't help, but I have something else in mind, and I need your assistance.
Oh, okay, certainly. What did you have in mind?
I want you to be the bell ringer tonight. Don't refuse, Alex. If I had to do it, you have to, too.
Yes, of course. I don't mind ringing the bell at all.
I don't mean you as yourself. I mean you as Rosie.
What? What are you saying?
I want you to be a ringer in two senses of the word.
You can't be serious.
I am. In age, height, and general build, you two are not that dissimilar. You don't have to dress like her completely, but, well, you need to wear her long cloak and her bonnet. We'll get you a wig. You can borrow her dog and wear her dark glasses and simply stand in for her.
Waverly, you can't be serious.
I am. I only want you to do it for a few hours during the most vulnerable time tonight.
Rosie's not going to let me take her place. And she's not going to let me borrow her dog.
I'll insist. Make it a police order as well as doctor's orders.
But Waverly...
Alex, the only way you're going to secure my help solving this case is if you both fully cooperate and do as I ask.
But this is too much.
Hey, you promised. No hesitating, no complaining.
I didn't say I wouldn't complain. Are you sure?
Alex, this is better than your plan of having me, Garter. Fine, sets a trap. We'll set a snare for the criminal and stand a reasonable chance of catching him.
With me as bait?
Not as bait. You'll be the decoy. The bait will be the extra cash we'll have poking out of the kettle slot.
No, fine. Then where will you be while I'm undergoing this profound humiliation?
Don't worry. I'll be around. I'll be like the angel of Christmas. I'll be hovering.
Waverly, where are you? I don't see you. Lean over the parapet so I can see you.
No, don't look up.
Don't worry. I'll pretend I'm searching for reindeer. It's Christmas Eve, after all.
You shouldn't be searching for anything. You're blind.
But Rosie can see shapes. I know that, and you told me.
All right. Let your gaze drift around, but don't look at anything too specifically.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to pass as Rosie. Anybody giving a donation is bound to know I'm not her. This is not going to fool anyone.
I'm not trying to fool everyone. I only want to fool whoever it was who swiped the kettle the first time. Besides, you will pass. You'll see.
Why do you think so?
Because shoppers rarely look closely at bell ringers. If they're not going to give a donation, they ignore them completely. And if they do, it's still only a quick glance. Because they feel guilty, they're not giving more. Alex, you're actually a perfect ringer for Rosie.
Ring around the Rosie. There goes that shopper again.
Who?
Mr. Camel's Hair Coat. Mr. Cheapskate. Didn't give a dime going in or coming out. Mr. Luxury Car.
No. Maybe he gave at the office.
He could afford to give something. A token gesture.
No moral judgments, Alex. That's not what bell ringers are supposed to do.
Well, I can't help it. It burns me up. I'd like to give him a piece of my mind and a good poke in the eye.
I'll have to look it up. I think that's not permitted in the Salvation Army handbook.
Well, it ought to be. Some of them could use a good...
Here we go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas! What are you chuckling about?
Don't use falsetto. You give yourself away. Just nod and smile.
Just nod and smile. Act like a simpleton. My fingertips are going numb.
Rub them.
Well, I can't while I'm ringing.
Then slap them against your thighs. Don't complain. I guarantee it's warmer down where you are than it is up here on this roof. There's a wind up here.
Then you should come down. I'm serious. You'll catch your death. Come down and sit in the car. You can keep an eye on me from there. I'm serious.
I can't.
Why not?
It's Christmas Eve.
So? What's that got to do with it?
Well, on Christmas Eve, people expect to see a man on the roof.
Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. If you're Santa Claus, I'm Tiny Tim.
Well, don't do his falsetto.
Not that Tiny Tim. Oh, who's that? I hear voices.
No, don't look around. Two townies on their bicycles are headed your way.
Bicycles? Now? In winter? How can they be bicycling in this kind of weather?
They have studs in the tires. Alex, if you're going to pretend to be Rosie, you have to stop talking to yourself.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Yes, but to anyone looking, they'll think you are. And they'll think you're deranged.
Here you are. You are so nice to be out here doing this.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You so much. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Alex, dump the falsetto.
You're right. She looked at me funny. You see, it's not working.
It will, as long as you don't speak. You're all right until you open your mouth.
Oh, Waverly, here they come back. Are they coming? Are they coming?
Not yet.
I wonder if they noticed the cash sticking out of the kettle. Hey, isn't this entrapment? Isn't it? Not going to answer me, huh? Trying to keep me quiet. I get it. You lay low and I say nothing. I know what this is. This is the Tar Baby story, and I'm the Tar Baby. That makes you Br'er Fox. And those boys, Br'er Rabbit. Except, as I recall, it's the Tar Baby who gets his lights punched out by the Br'er Rabbit.
Schofield, will you shut up? Besides, he doesn't get his lights punched out. He gets the tar knocked out.
Oh, Waverly, here they come.
Hey, Grandma. Merry Christmas. I said Merry Christmas. Hello, Grandma. Merry Christmas? Come on, I said Merry Christmas. What are you, deaf as well as blind?
Randall.
Hello? Knock, knock, knock.
She probably is. She probably
knock,
can't
knock.
Hear you.
Anyone home, McFly?
She probably is, Randall.
Well, this bell doesn't drive her crazy. It's driving me nuts. Hey, Grammatron, what are you, deaf, dumb, and blind, or what?
Maybe she's Helen Keller. Come on. She probably doesn't even know you're standing
there. I'll tap her on the shoulder.
No, Randall, come on. Randall.
I just did. Look, she's not responding. Hello?
She probably can't hear you. Let's go. You're being obnoxious.
Yeah, well, she's being rude.
Randall,
hey,
come on.
Old Biddy. Hey,
Randall.
Robot.
Let's
Can you
go.
At least notice
Come on,
I'm here?
You're being obnoxious.
This is Christmas. You're supposed to be what Christmas is all about. Come on.
Randall.
No, Dwayne. This is bugging me. She's ignoring me for no reason. Come on. I'd like a single season greeting, you old hag. Think you're too good just because you're old
Randall,
and out here doing
on.
Charity work?
You don't want to attract attention. There could be a guard inside. No, Randall. Randall, come on.
All right. Be that way, you stupid old biddy.
Come on.
Stupid old senior citizen. Good riddance to you.
Randall, you shouldn't do that. Who cares?
I don't care.
Randall.
Where does she get off thinking she's Miss Royalty, huh?
Come on,
she's too
go.
Proud of what she is. She's too
Randall.
Proud.
Have they gone?
Don't talk.
Where are they?
No, don't look around. They've moved off, but they haven't fully left. They're hanging around the street lamp in the parking lot.
Can you believe I restrained myself? I was about to use this bell as a gastrointestinal probe on that one named...
I'm scamming people.
Get lost before I have the police arrest you.
Raheem?
Let's go.
Grandma's a guy.
Come on.
Oh, man, I knew you were ugly, but I thought it was just because you were ugly. This is what, stakeout? You a cop?
No!
No!
Randall, come on!
I can summon one here in an instant if I have to.
Yeah, sure.
Be quiet!
Go ahead. We'll be long gone.
Don't move.
Oh, whoa!
Stay where you are.
Oh.
Boys?
Oh.
Meet Captain Underhill. Police Captain Underhill.
You two are in a lot of trouble.
Trouble? What for?
Assaulting a handicapped person with a deadly weapon.
Deadly weapon?
Yes, ice balls.
Those weren't ice. Those were snow.
So, you admit it.
No, it's just...
It wasn't me.
Packed snow.
Here's a piece of the one you threw.
But it's not ice.
It's hard as ice.
Anyway, officer, she's not blind. She's not handicapped. She's not a she. She's a he.
It doesn't matter. It's what you thought she was when you threw them. Pick up your bikes.
No.
You'll be all right for a few
minutes.
I'll
be fine.
Where'd they hit you?
Cheek.
Oh, it's a little red, but
I'm all right.
See a bruise coming on.
I'm all right.
Then hold the fort for a minute while I go question these two.
Say, I've got to get back to ringing.
I'll still be in radio contact if you need me.
Right.
You two, come along. Come with me.
Officer, I tried to stop him. I tried to say no.
All rise. Barnstable Superior Court, Juvenile Division is hereby in session. Judge Horace K. Knott presiding. Be seated.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a hearing, not a trial. It allows for more informality. It is also Christmas Eve, and therefore I intend to handle this matter as expeditiously as possible so we can all get home to our families. Therefore, I've designated Captain Underhill to ask the questions, and I'm going to instruct the bailiff to swear you all in simultaneously. Bailiff?
Will you all rise? Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that any testimony you give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Be seated. Judge, I certify that all six witnesses are duly sworn.
Very good. You are all under oath. Now, let the record show that present in this courtroom, in addition to Captain Underhill and myself, we have the injured party, Marie Rose Hannah McGinty. Say present, please.
Present.
Dr. Alexander Schofield, interested party.
Present.
Then we have Lester Ubi, store manager of Brindle Hall's department store.
Present.
Jeff Wintergarden, store employee.
Present.
Last of all, two young men who have been detained. They are Dwayne Shallowby, who is also a cooperating witness. Say present.
Present.
And the principal defendant, Leroy Randall Galloway, who hereby stands accused. Say present, Mr. Galloway.
Here.
Sir, perhaps I should inform you that part of what will be decided here is whether or not you will be tried as an adult or as a juvenile. And that decision rests with me. Say present.
Present.
Captain Underhill, proceed.
Thank you, Judge. Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Knott has agreed that for our purpose here, the court will not excuse, but is going to overlook, for now, the delinquent behavior of the defendant tonight, as it concerns the throwing of ice balls. And concentrate instead on much more serious charges stemming from the assault with a deadly weapon on the person of Marie Rose Hannah McGinty and the robbery of her Salvation Army kettle.
Did you bring the weapon?
Judge, we don't have it. It was apparently something thrown. It may have been a chunk of ice. It could even have been a boomerang. We're just not sure. However, a weapon is not needed, because with your permission, I'd like to proceed directly to the sworn statement from our cooperating witness, Mr. Shalaby.
Proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Shalaby, is this your signed affidavit?
Yes.
And will you repeat again the crux of the conversation you had with Randall Galloway 2 nights ago on December 21st at approximately 1 hour before the mugging took place?
What do you want me to...
What did you talk about?
That we were broke.
And by broke you mean...
We didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, was there a second conversation about a half hour later in the parking lot?
Specify.
The parking lot of Brindle Hall's department store, Your Honor. Out front. Now, Mr. Shalaby, is that where the second conversation took place?
Yes.
And what did Mr. Galloway say to you then?
He said how easy it would be to steal it.
Liar.
Mm-hmm. And by it, you believed he was referring to what?
The kettle.
The Salvation Army kettle?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What else did he say?
He was wondering how much might be in it.
Now, at the time of the robbery, which was approximately midnight, were you with the defendant?
With him? No. We had split up by then.
And when did you get back together?
The next morning.
Uh-huh. And what did you notice then?
That Mr. Galloway suddenly had a lot of money.
He's lying!
Did you ask him where he had gotten it?
Yes.
And what did he say?
Man, he's lying.
He said it was from a stash he had that he forgot he had.
Did you believe him?
No.
What did you think?
That he had stolen it.
Man, he's lying!
Mr. Galloway, this is your second interruption. A third will warrant a contempt charge. Do I make myself clear? Don't just nod. Say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Continue, Captain.
Thank you. Did you believe him?
No.
What made you doubt his word?
You could tell he was lying.
Yes, you could tell he was lying, but besides that, besides what your intuition was telling you, was there anything about the money itself that made you suspect it had come from the stolen kettle?
Oh, yeah. It was almost all in change.
In coins?
Right.
He's lying.
Mr. Galloway.
Judge, I think you've heard enough.
Yes, I've heard plenty.
It's not necessary to go on with this hearing.
Mr. Galloway, I'm going to recommend that you be bound over to an adult court where you will face trial and a possible sentence of 8 to 10 years behind bars.
Oh,
no.
8 to 10 years?
Bailiff, remove the defendant. Take him out.
Wait.
Come on, come along.
Come on.
Let's move it. Let's go.
Move it this way.
Come on. Let him get away.
Excuse me, Your Honor. May the other defendant be excused as well?
Yes, Mr. Shalaby. You're free to go. But you will be hearing more from this court at a later date.
Yes, Your Honor, sir. Okay.
I'm sorry about that, everyone. But that's usually what happens when a young person realizes for the first time that he's facing serious jail time.
But, Judge, that poor boy, he can't be as bad as that.
He is, Rosie. Don't let him fool you.
You may be inclined to forgive him, Miss McGinty, but this court is not.
But if he took the money, I'm sure it was for a good reason.
Beer and cigarettes was what Duane's statement says.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, Judge. If you'd like to adjourn us now, we can all go home.
Wait. Wait, please, Captain, Your Honor, just a minute.
What is it?
Rosie, I think you may want to say something.
Yes, I do. I'd like to ask a question.
Certainly, Rosie. What is it?
Well, I was just wondering, since it is Christmas Eve, wouldn't it be charitable just this once to forgive the boy and wipe the slate
it
clean?
It doesn't work that way, Ms. McGinty.
He's right, Rosie. As a police officer, I can tell you, to reform these lads, you have to throw the book at them, early and hard.
But just this once, in honor of whose birthday it is?
Rosie?
What?
Something else?
What?
That you'd like to say?
Well, then say it.
No, I think you should.
I'll tell you what, while you're debating. If you'll allow me, Judge, I'd like to call a final witness to take the stand.
Who?
It's highly irregular, but go ahead.
Who is it?
A very important witness we have with us tonight. An actual eyewitness. In fact, the only eyewitness who was present on both occasions, tonight and 2 nights ago. I am referring to Miss McGinty's seeing eye dog, Sasha.
Rosie's seeing eye dog?
Will you take the stand, please?
Waverly, this is ridiculous.
Good girl. Raise your right paw, please.
A dog can't testify.
Oh, really? Just watch. Now, Sasha, my first question to you is, are you familiar with the Arthur Conan Doyle story, Silver Blaze?
Oh, Waverly.
No? Can't remember? Not sure. Well, maybe I can refresh your memory. It involved a dog.
Oh, no, Sasha, no. Sit down. Calm down.
Did you just raise your hand as if you were about to strike Rosie?
Before I answer that, I'll ask you. Alex, have you ever read the Sherlock Holmes story, Silver Blaze?
Oh, bloody blazes, why do you bring that up? What are you trying to do?
Because in the story, a policeman asks the great detective, Mr. Holmes, he says, is there any other point you'd wish to draw my attention to? And Holmes replies, to the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. And the policeman says, but the dog did nothing in the nighttime. And Holmes replies, that is the curious incident. Which is also the curious incident here, Rosie. Don't you think? The fact that while you were being attacked, your loyal dog did nothing beyond licking your face. And yet, as we all observed, and you heard just now, Sasha leapt instantly to your defense when she thought I was about to harm you. Mr. Yuvi, you find that odd too, don't you? As I recall, while we were reviewing the surveillance video together, we hear the church tower strike midnight. We hear Rosie's bell fall silent. But we never hear Sasha start barking. And yet, Rosie, she barked tonight at the boy throwing snowballs. And she barked again a minute ago when I threatened you. Now, why do you suppose that was? Could it be because the attack never occurred? Could it be because the goose egg you got on your head was self-inflicted?
No, Waverly, it couldn't. It was way back here on her occipital lobe.
Would you care to explain, Rosie? And while you're at it, why not also explain the business you let slip about hearing a swooping sound just before you were struck? You allowed me to imagine it was a boomerang, but... Well, let me see. Was there something else it could have been? Sasha. Good dog. Well, look, I'm not threatening you. Good girl. I just want to borrow this. What about this, Rosie? Could this have been the sound you heard? You see, I twirl it over my head like a lasso. Sounds somewhat like a boomerang, doesn't it? Now, if I'd like to give myself a goose egg, all I have to do is lower my hand quickly in front of my face. The dog leash will wrap itself around my cranium and deliver a solid thwack to the back of my counting house.
Oh!
I don't think I'll do it, though. It wouldn't be enough to knock me out. That's actually very difficult to do intentionally, but it would be hard enough to guarantee a nasty-looking welt, especially on an older person. Had you actually knocked yourself out, Rosie, I'm sure Sasha would have responded. No doubt she's trained for that. But the fact that she was only licking your face means two things. First, that she knew no one had actually attacked you, and that you had done the harm to yourself. And second, that you weren't really unconscious at all, only pretending to be, playing possum, as it were. And while she was playing marsupial, Mr. Yubi, you were completing your end of the bargain, which could only have been accomplished by a sighted person. Correct me if I'm wrong. Just before closing, when you determined the store parking lot was empty, you signaled Rosie by switching off the canned Christmas music coming over the public address system. Then, using your master key, you let yourself out through a side door, ran around to the front of the building, and scooped up the kettle, just as Rosie was giving herself the coup de grace. Then you quickly ran it out to your car, where you locked it in the trunk. Afterwards, letting yourself back in through the side door, you quickly announced over the PA the store was closed. And then, as per usual, you went out through the front door, beneath the eye of the security camera, and lo and behold, that's when you discovered Rosie, lying face down on the sidewalk.
Rosie!
Mr. Yubi?
Is this true?
How close was I?
Yeah, pretty close.
All very neat and tidy, and cleverly executed. And successful, too. Considering the kind of haul it resulted in.
You mean because they got away with the money?
Oh, heavens no. They returned the money right away. I'm sure by the next day it was all distributed around to the other kettles on the Cape.
Then why do it?
Well, you have to realize, Alex, we're dealing with the unusual. Usually it's dishonest people staging real robberies for selfish purposes. In this case, it's honest people staging a fake robbery for altruistic purposes.
What purpose?
To boost donations.
To boost donations.
Oh, to boost donations. I see. That's why.
By the enormous haul, I was referring to the donations that poured in the next day after the story made the papers. Of course, a human interest story like that was bound to generate public sympathy and outrage, which was bound to create an Oklahoma land rush of people wishing to make up for the shortfall. You and I among them, Alex.
Rosie, is this true? Was this your idea?
No, it was mine, actually.
But I'm the one who insisted we do it. I'm the one who enlisted you.
She liked my idea, too, of giving away free weenies. Well, Judge, what do you think? Shall we?
I'm going to ask Rosie a question first. Rosie, do you really think it's fair to perpetrate a hoax like that on the unsuspecting public, even if your motives are good?
Your Honor, I don't know about that, but I accept what I did. It was my fault and no one else's. And, Judge, even though I hesitated confessing, I would never have let that young man go to jail for something I did.
Oh, of course not, Rosie. We all knew you wouldn't.
Thank you. Wait, who's we? Dr. Schofield?
No, not me. Waverly, what are you talking about?
In police work, Alex, the simplest way to get honest people to confess to a crime is to appear to transfer the blame onto innocent shoulders. Judge, I think it's time to reveal...
Reveal what?
Horace, you're not a real judge, are you?
No.
Oh, no.
My name is Horace Knott, but I'm not a judge. I'm a defense attorney.
Yes, he and I play racquetball. And this is another lawyer friend, Harold Hartshorn.
Howdy do.
Oh.
I enlisted them both to play bit parts for me. You see, Rosie, you and Lester staged a fake robbery, but we staged a fake hearing.
Ta-da!
I take my bottle.
Surprise! What do you think of that?
So it was a ruse.
He pressed you into service, didn't he?
He did.
He sure did.
He does that to me all the time. But Waverly, why didn't you include me?
I couldn't, Alex. Not enough time.
Oh, that's what you always say. I should have suspected this was some charade. Why am I so gullible?
I wondered that, too. Did you really think anybody would be holding night court on Christmas Eve?
Well, I thought the wheels of justice never stopped turning.
What about the boys, then?
Oh, they were in on it, too. It was one of my conditions for excusing their snowball throwing. I asked one to implicate the other for a crime neither had committed.
Well, Waverly?
Yes, Alex?
Didn't I tell you that you'd solve this case before the police could?
You may have.
Oh, look, it's starting to snow again. How pretty. Big flakes fluttering down like shavings. What are you doing? Waverly, don't look up and walk around with your tongue out. You're going to make yourself dizzy. You'll trip. Will you never grow up?
Ah, there you are.
Good night, Horace.
Good night, Waverly.
Good night, Waverly.
Dr. Schofield.
Dr. Schofield. Good night, Harold.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm dropping Harold off. Waverly, how did you like our performance?
Yeah, how'd we do? Should I make my reservation on Oscar night, or can I stay home?
I give you an A+, Horace. You were a very judicial judge. And the bailiff? He was most baleful. An excellent job, man.
Everything seemed to turn out all right?
Everything's turning out fine, thanks to you.
Well... then, good night, all.
Yeah, okay, good night, then. Good night,
good night.
Waverly, Dr. Schofield.
Merry Christmas.
Mr. Wintergarten.
Captain Underhill.
I'm glad I got a chance to apologize to you.
For what?
For bringing you down here on a Christmas Eve.
Are you kidding? Oh, this was terrific entertainment. Although, I was thoroughly mystified by what you were doing in there. I thought you were going after those boys pretty hard, but it turns out it was actually like... you're putting the spirit of Christmas on trial.
And she came out smelling like a Rosie. Even so, I'm sorry you had to be a suspect. But I knew it had to be either you or Mr. Eubie.
Why did you suspect us?
Well, you were the last to see her before the attack, and he was the first to discover her after. But I didn't know which one of you it was until Mr. Eubie confessed.
Truth of the matter is, I'm lucky it wasn't me. If she'd asked me first... I'm sure I would have said yes. After all, who could say no to a Christmas angel like Rosie?
Oh, you're right.
I know what you mean.
Those two won't get in too much trouble, will they?
Leave it to me, and I promise you, you won't be reading about it in the papers.
Oh, good. Well, then, good night, Captain Underhill, and good night, Doc.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here they are, Rosie. They're out here.
Mr. Eubie.
Captain Underhill.
Well, I suppose congratulations are in order. I didn't expect I'd be coming down here tonight to confess.
Me neither.
Tomorrow I'll be resigning my job.
And I'll be turning in my bill. I don't want to think of the embarrassment that I have caused the Salvation Army. I deserve to be dropped out of the service.
Oh, Rosie, no.
Now, Rosie.
Don't cry.
Come on, now. You're forgetting your own words. What did you say? Whose birthday it is? Everyone's agreed, Rosie. No one's going to say anything. We're wiping the slate clean, as you suggested.
You mean I don't have to resign?
He gets to keep his job?
He doesn't have to resign, and you don't have to turn in your bill.
Oh, Captain Underhill.
Thank you very much, Captain.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy I get to keep my bill. Bless you. And thank you, too, Dr. Schofield, for ministering to my lump, even though I gave it to myself.
My Hippocratic oath makes no distinction.
And my oath is that I promise to you both I'll give up my criminal ways and from now on limit my advertising to only as far as my bell can reach.
In that case, we better keep you away from church towers.
Ah, perfect timing.
Well, it's Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
We can all go home now. And to us all, a good night. Good night.
And I get to keep my bell.